when you unlock this way of being, everything will start to become easier for you. You won't have to work as hard. You will attract opportunities to you that align with your exact goals. Things that you just think about one time, they're just gonna be presented to you. You'll start to be really lucky. People will want to do things for you, give things to you, give you opportunities, maybe give you actual money, maybe give you attention or give you some kind of resource that's going to help you. And they may not even know why they're giving it to you. They may not even understand what it's for, but you will know. When you receive these things, they'll be exactly what you've been thinking about, exactly the missing link or the missing step to a plan that you have or a manifestation that you're currently working on. You'll also realize that even when other people try to sabotage you, somehow their scheme ends up making your life better. It ends up helping you or benefiting you in some way. Maybe in the moment, it seems like it's really working and like they're really having an effect on you and they're really messing with you. Or even if you don't know who it is, you just feel like something is messing with you or someone is messing with you. That will end up helping you in the long run anyways. As long as you stay focused on yourself, you stay focused on your mindset and your energy and the way that you are showing up, then there's nothing anyone else can do energetically to knock you down. So you're going to always prosper. You're going to always win. This is called having a goddess mindset or a god mindset, whatever you prefer. But being a goddess is not about finding yourself or discovering yourself. It's more about creating the person that you want to be, creating yourself. You're not just going with the default option of the circumstances that you were born in or the things that you have done in the past or the things that have been done to you or generational curses or bad relationships or whatever other external circumstances that almost shape your reality. You're no longer going to create your identity based on the default setting. You are going to customize your reality. You are going to create yourself from scratch. Think about your energy and your mindset like a piece of clay. You can get a block of clay and you can just take it out of the packaging and just keep it as it is and it'll be fine, right? Or you can start to shape it, remove things, add things, create things. You can add color to it, you can design it, you can customize it in any way that you desire. But you have to have an intention to do that. You have to actively create that. You can't just accept it as it is, accept what's around you, accept who you currently are, and then never change anything and think that you're going to have a different life experience. The way that you're actually going to change your life experience is by changing your being, by changing your mindset, your habits, your energy. All of these things about you can be changed. You can become whoever, whatever you desire to be. Being a goddess has nothing to do with dressing a certain way or looking a certain way. It has everything to do with creating what you want to create and appearing in the way that you want to appear. When you have a goddess mindset, you no longer depend on the approval of others. You appreciate your relationships, but you don't sacrifice your own well-being or your own preferences in order to just please someone else or fit in to a larger group. you're able to make your own decisions. You take in advice, you consider it, you don't just ignore what everyone tells you, but you make your own decisions. You allow yourself to process all of the information and respond from a place of calm, from a place of knowing. At the end of the day, everyone else can give you any advice and they're trying to help you, right? But when you follow the advice, you're the one that's going to be affected by it. You're the one that has to live with the results of following someone else's advice. Because if you follow someone's advice and then you get a certain outcome that you don't like, and you go and tell them, oh, you told me to do this and this negative thing happened, they're gonna say, oh, well, you do whatever you wanna do, you know, make your own decisions. They're not gonna accept the blame. They're not gonna accept the repercussions and the consequences of the decision. You are going to have to deal with that. You're going to have to live with that. So that's why you need to make your own decisions. You need to evaluate personally how it's going to affect you and if it aligns with you truly, because that is where your power lies. If you are constantly doing what everyone else tells you, you won't have the time or energy to do the things that are actually going to push you forward in a direction that you want to go, because there's an infinite number of opportunities around you. There's so many different opportunities and there's so many pieces of advice that you can follow, and they all work. But it's not about doing something that just works. It's about doing something that actually fulfills you, that actually satisfies you. You want to live your life in a way where you feel satisfied, where you feel successful, where you feel seen, where you feel accepted, where you feel comfortable, where you feel safe. That is not too much to ask, and a goddess knows this, okay? They know that it does not matter what anyone else says. It's more important to follow what your intuition tells you, because you're the one that's going to have to live with the results. The second way you can tap into the next level of your personal growth is by allowing others to be themselves. Not forcing and trying to manipulate everyone else to stay in your life. You get to be who you want to be, and so does everybody else. You cannot constantly try to force others to change for you. Having a goddess mindset is all about letting others be themselves and allowing them to decide whether or not they want to be in your life. It's not fair to you and it's not fair to another person if you're forcing the relationship. So you have to learn the boundary of allowing other people to be themselves, because you expect them to allow you to be yourself. So when you start trying to force and manipulate other people, that's the frequency you're on, that's the energy you're putting out, that's what you're going to receive as well. You're going to realize that everyone else is trying to manipulate you, change you, no one else accepts you, everyone is judging you. So in order for you to receive something different, you have to give something different. Number three is to not take it personally if someone else doesn't want to change for you. So you have certain boundaries in your life and you have certain things that you're going to be available for. So if somebody else doesn't want to accommodate that, they don't want to be in your life, it's not worth it to change in order to stay in your life. That's okay. You have to accept that. You can't change who you are in order to allow certain people in. You can't make exceptions on your boundaries. That is not the way of the goddess, okay? The goddess has very firm boundaries for herself, and they're not just going to allow anyone to come in. They're not just going to lower their standards for anyone. it's not personal. It's not a personal attack against you if someone else doesn't want to change for you, if they don't want to be in your life. The fourth way you're going to level up is by allowing yourself to have fun, even when you are in awkward situations, even when you're in undesirable circumstances. You're going to find any way to spin it in your favor. You're not just going to say, oh yeah, this is just what it is. No, you're going to take whatever the situation is and you're going to find a way to make it work in your favor. You are going to assign meaning to things. You're not just going to take the face value of what is happening. You are going to look deeper into every single circumstance and you are going to find the positive side. You're going to find the bright side. You're going to find how it works for you, how it's actually beneficial to you. A really silly example is some guys actually do this naturally. Obviously, they do it in a kind of rude way, but like you've probably seen the scenario maybe in like the movies, or maybe this has happened to you in your real life, where a guy will be flirting with you and you reject them. And when you reject them, they're like, oh, well, you were ugly anyways. Oh, I wasn't interested anyways. Oh, you're not all that. So they probably don't know that they're doing this, or maybe they do, but they're alchemizing that. They're literally seeing the bright side. Like, they're twisting the situation to work for them. Okay, so even though they were interested, you rejected them. So instead of feeling all depressed and sad, they're going to say, oh, well, that's what I wanted anyways, because I didn't even want to be with you. So this is just like a very funny example. I don't recommend that you respond to rejection in this way at all. But it's a funny example to explain to you how when something negative happens to you, find the positive in it. You know, if it's in a situation with another person, then maybe just say it in your head and don't actually say it out loud, because you can still do alchemy and you can still transmute and still make situations work for you in your head. You don't always have to say things out loud, right? You can let someone else, you know, live their life and not hurt their feelings and still be living your best life too. And a goddess understands this. A goddess deeply understands how to create the life they want and have the reality that they desire without hurting someone else and without unnecessarily bringing someone else down. Because remember, when you're doing things that hurt other people that are of that frequency, you are on that level. So you are then law of attraction, putting that vibration out, and you're going to attract that vibration. Number five, you don't suppress your desires or your emotions. You allow them to guide you. So sometimes you'll have desires, right? Like the desire to find love, the desire to start your own business, the desire to change your career, the desire to move somewhere or go somewhere, do something, or the desire to rest and do nothing. You need to honor these desires. Now, you're going to have to build discernment between a true desire and a superficial desire. So superficial desires can be brought on by habits, by other people that we surround ourselves with, by the types of shows that you watch, by the types of music that you listen to. So you're gonna have to discern between like social programming and actual desires that your soul has, that you truly have. Desires that are true desires feel good now, feel good tomorrow, feel good yesterday, feel good a year from now, you know, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. they don't contradict each other. Now remember, it's okay to change your mind and it's okay to have a lot of desires coming in at once, but you know what is a true desire and what is just distractions. And sometimes following these desires is going to require you to ignore reality, ignore some logic, and ignore some rules or some science, or, you know, you can't please everyone at the same time. So maybe your intuition tells you something, but your logic tells you another, but then your friend tells you something else, and then your parents tell you a completely different thing. How do you know which one is right? Well, you don't. You have to go with your intuition. And science doesn't always have all the information, right? Science advances every single day, and you will often have things that they were one way a year ago, and now new information has come out and things have changed. So what if the person was listening to the advice that they followed a year ago because science said so and they ignored their intuition? Well, now they're going to find out a year later, oh wait, I should have just done what I wanted to do because that ended up being the right option anyways. So you have to trust your intuition. And I know I've already said this in a previous point, but it really is important to follow your intuition and allow yourself to express how you feel. Allow yourself to follow your desires, to feel your emotions. Don't suppress them. And number six, you are seeing things from a higher perspective. You are no longer reacting from your eyesight. You are responding from your mind sight. So you are seeing things from where you want to see them. This is about creating the world that you want to see, seeing the things that you want to see, creating the reality that you want to live in. That's the identity that you're responding from. You're not reacting just from what you see, just the default reactions to everything, right? You're looking deeper. You're looking for an alternative solution. You're looking for an alternative perspective that's going to serve you, something that's going to make you feel better instead of feeling worse. No one wants to feel worse. It's okay to feel pain, and it's okay to feel negative emotions and feel through them and process them. But once you're done processing, the objective is to feel better, right? So you can almost skip the process of even feeling bad in the first place simply from changing your perspective. So yeah, we can have things happen to us that make us feel horrible and then heal from it, or we can have the same thing happen to us and change our perspective, and so we don't see it as bad anymore. This is a tool for you to use to be able to have the life that you want to have regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what's happening right now and the things that you're going through right now. There is a bigger picture, and you always have to consider that when you're trying to grow, when you're trying to level up, when you're trying to embody your divinity, embody your goddess energy, your God energy. You want to see things from a higher perspective. You sort of want to zoom out and think about it from the perspective of someone who didn't have your problems, or the perspective of you 10 years from now. Use your imagination, but always be responding from a bigger picture, from the perspective of someone who knows that everything is going to go exactly as planned. You already have all the tools you need, but if you want to work with me, all the links are in the description. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.